Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter, rock and roll.
A little Jimmy Buffett to warm you up this morning.
And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Back by my side.
Monday, December 6th, it's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, time for Dean Richards Entertainment News, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the Kennedy Center Honors. It's going to be on television in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, and toward the end of December, the 22nd, to be exact. But after last year, a delay, it finally did happen. They did announce the new honorees for this year's Kennedy Center Honors, and they are Bette Midler, the singer, actress, opera star Justino Diaz, Motown founder and producer Berry Gordy, Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels, and singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell. They did a little ceremony at the White House first, something that hasn't happened over the past several years. And then they went over to the Kennedy Center and put on the big show, and that's the one that we're going to see on December 22nd.
Let's talk a little bit about Henry Winkler. When I first heard he was auctioning off some of his Fonzie memorabilia, I thought, uh-oh, has he fallen on hard times? But it's not that at all, is it?
I don't think so. I haven't heard that. I think it's kind of like a purging. I actually saw on Facebook our very own Steve King, Stephen Johnny fame, was purging at his house, got rid of a ton of his comic book collection.
Really?
So if anyone's interested in that, go look at Steve's Facebook post. But
a good Christmas gift, you get Fonzie's leather jacket and Steve King's old comic books, all in one package.
What says Merry Christmas more than that? I can't think of anything.
Yeah,
he's auctioning off tons of his memorabilia from many of his acting projects. Hopefully some lozenges would also be included in that bunch. But included in his auction will be the signature Levi jeans, the white t-shirt, the black engineer boots, and of course the iconic leather jacket. This was one of seven leather jackets that he used during the taping of that show. One of them is actually in the Smithsonian. But if you're interested in this, the auction is going to be Wednesday at Bonham's Auction House in Los Angeles.
I remember a great story that Henry Winkler told. You probably know this story, Dean, that when they first started shooting Happy Days, the network people didn't want him to wear the black leather jacket. They thought it was too hoodlum-like.
Too rough.
Right? Yeah, and so Henry Winkler made a deal with them. He said, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll only wear it when I'm with the motorcycle. Otherwise, I'll wear, they had like some light-colored jacket for him. He said, all right, when I'm with the cycle, I'll wear it. Otherwise, no. And then what he did was he always appeared with the motorcycle whenever and wherever he could. So he could wear the black leather jacket often.
Once again, television executives being able to predict what the public is going to love.
So Justin Bieber is not going to perform, or he is going to perform in Saudi Arabia.
He already did perform.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the concert took place yesterday. There was a ton of pressure on him by human rights activists to cancel the appearance in protest of the Saudi regime, in particular the fiance of Jamal Khashoggi, whose 2018 murder had been tied to the Saudi government. Tons of celebrities have canceled their performances in Saudi Arabia because of that. I guess they throw quite a bit of money at the artists to get them to come there and perform. And despite all of the calls for him to cancel, Bieber went ahead and did the show anyway. It happened yesterday. His wife was there with him, and we'll see if there's any fallout, you know, from the whole thing.
There probably will be. We'll get to Kurt Warner and how he almost played for the Bears. Also, Tom Spider-Man Holland and the passing of a country legend with Dean Richards. The Entertainment Report, as always, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. It's 8:21. Dean, tell us who Stonewall Jackson was.
Stonewall Jackson is a legendary country singer. He is probably most famous for appearing at the Grand Ole Opry for more than 50 years, starting back in 1956. Some of his country songs, his hits, were songs called Waterloo, Don't Be Angry, BJ the DJ. And on the show, he was always introduced as having a heart full of love and a sack full of songs.
Well, I'm going to use that line.
That's you got to use that someplace. Sack full of anything is always good to have.
Yeah.
He was 89 years old and battled vascular dementia.
There's going to be a movie about Fred Astaire, and what do you think about the choice for who's going to play Astaire?
Yeah, when you think about Fred Astaire, you think, give me that actor who has been Spider-Man. That's, you know, we know he can hop around from building to building pretty well. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But Tom Holland just announced yesterday's doing all the publicity now for his new Spider-Man movie that'll open a week after next, and revealed that he is going to be playing Fred Astaire in a movie that is yet to be made, but he has confirmed for it. He actually has some dancing experience. He starred in Billy Elliot, the musical, when he was first starting out in London. And he has performed on the TV show Lip Sync Battle, where he did Gene Kelly's Singing in the Rain routine. So he does have some credentials for all this. I think he'll be good. He's got, you know, similar demeanor. Looks like him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What's the Kurt Warner movie all about?
Kurt Warner movie is about his rather amazing career. Talk about an underdog story. The movie is called American Underdog because of his, you know, very, very difficult path to success in the NFL, which, you know, led him to two Most Valuable Player awards and a Super Bowl title. He was unsuccessful in trying out for the Green Bay Packers, played arena football. He eventually wound up with the Rams, eventually wound up with Arizona. And I did a little Zoom chat with him and his wife about the movie, and learned that he almost wound up being a Chicago Bear.
I've been waiting for it forever. I remember running to Brenda and saying, Brenda, the Chicago Bears just called. I'm going to go in for a workout this Friday. And I remember her looking at me like, you know, I'm expecting her to be jumping up and down and excited with me. And she's looking at me with this funny look. And I'm like, what? Why are you not excited? She goes, we get married on Saturday. We can't go for a workout on Friday. And wow. I was like, you know, just kind of, obviously, when you've been waiting for a long time, you forget about the details and you're just like, I'm all in. So called the Bears back, told them that I couldn't go, obviously, because of my wedding, but any other time, I'm in. So they set it up for the next week. She gave me the same look again. And I'm like, what now? And she's like, we're going on our honeymoon. We're going to Jamaica. You're not even going to be here. And I was like, ah, okay. Third time I called the Bears back. Okay. Any other time and I'm in. Last night that we're in Jamaica, sometime in the middle of the night, we don't even know what it was. A bug bite, like you said, a spider, a scorpion. We don't know what it was. Bit me on my throwing elbow. And so my elbow swelled up about the size of a grapefruit. And sure enough, I'm sure the Bears were hanging up the phone like, who is this guy? What is he? And I never got another call from the Bears. A few weeks later, I got a call from the Rams, worked out for the Rams, signed with the Rams, and as they say, Dean, the rest is history.
Yeah, I wonder after this season if he's glad he never got on the Chicago Bears.
What would the Bears have done with a Hall of Fame quarterback, Dean? Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Who needs that? Need them?
Nobody needs that. I love that the guy forgot his wedding was coming up.
Yeah,
he's so excited about getting a tryout with the Bears that he completely forgets that he's getting married.
Let's open up the Department of Corrections here. I stand corrected. It was the producer of Happy Days, Gary Marshall, who made that deal with ABC about the black leather jacket, not Henry Winkler. And the funny thing was when they said to ABC, okay, Winkler will only wear the black leather jacket when he's with the motorcycle, then Gary Marshall proceeded to film some scenes inside apartments, and the motorcycle will be inside a place just so Winkler could wear the black leather jacket.
One of my favorite stories, any of the cast members that I've interviewed from Happy Days, from Henry Winkler to Ron Howard, Anson Williams, go down the list, everybody on the show remembers a time when they came to Chicago. There was a charity baseball game at Wrigley Field that pitted the Happy Days cast against Chicago media.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in that by
you know
any
what?
Chance?
I was so mad because I was out of town when they did that. I was really upset that I couldn't make it.
The they played. They all have such great memories. They had a baseball team just for fun anyway. But when they would travel to other cities, they would put on events like this. And I don't know if you remember that the man who directed many of the episodes, Jerry Paris,
right,
who played the neighbor on the Dick Van Dyke Show,
mm-hmm.
He was the director on Happy Days, and he was also in attendance, and comes strolling down the, walks into Wrigley Field and is strolling down the stairs to get onto the field with a box of Kleenex, throwing Kleenex to the waiting public. You know, one to the left side, one to the right side, one to the left side, as he descended upon the friendly confines.
Nice. Yeah. By the way, Henry Winkler is donating much of the proceeds of his sale to a nonprofit his daughter started with two friends that helps separated and recently reunited families at the U.S. border.
It's good to know.
Thank you, Dean.
To know that we don't have to have a telethon for Henry Winkler.
No, he's fine.
Not in trouble.
Talk to you tomorrow.